There.
I am. Sorry for all the phone talk. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's been a crazy week, and we're not like, I'd like to get an idea of what it all looks like. I'm not
Yeah.
aiming for a rush or anything.
No worries. Can you grab a pen and paper and make some notes? Is that
You know what? I'm driving.
all right? Okay.
But I have a pretty good memory. What do you need from me?
Oh, I'm just going to walk you through the process. And you're out of Colorado, correct? Okay. Let's see.
Because you're the only bank that specializes in this stuff that we've talked to. We've talked to local banks, and their deals aren't, their rates aren't. I hope your rates are better. I think your guys's are, and I researched you guys, and you do have a good rating.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with Cardiff for about 9.5 years. We actually, I'm an underwriter here, but I own a book of business. I actually have some clients. I don't know how far you are from Steamboat Springs. Are you in the same area or no?
We're like three. We're actually the closest, largest town to them, but they're still 3 hours away.
Okay. I have a few customers in that kind of neck of the woods. So essentially, what Bank of Cardiff provides is two products. One is equipment financing, one is working capital. Versus, have you ever done a traditional bank loan for equipment or no?
Yeah, I did, and it was not the terms I liked, and the rate was okay. I'm sure they could do better. We were younger then,
Who did you borrow the money from? Who did you fund the loan with?
For the equipment loan, it was Capital West who got bought by ANB Bank.
Okay.
So at the time of it, though, it was Capital West, which is a Wyoming, Northern Colorado bank, small bank.
Okay.
And it was not hard to get the loan. It was just wasn't probably the best deal, and I kind of just compromised. So I'm not compromising as
Okay.
easy this time.
Okay. And I'm not on a salesperson here in this respect. I'm an underwriter, so I just want to kind of understand the transaction, what you're looking to accomplish. Are you looking for something short term, long term? What are your goals here, Sean?
Well, we need it to grow our business, but I'm not looking to eat all of our cash flow. The good news is I just refinanced with a local bank. They're not small, and we refinanced, and I bought out my partners. So I
Okay.
am 100%, and I already sent the documents over for that. I'm not
Yeah, I've
running
got
from
those.
that. I'm just saying that I lowered it by about $1,500, and the only issue is it costs 30 grand to do it because it's an SBA loan. But
Okay, so
we had investors that were family, so you can understand how that gets complicated.
Yeah, so you have an SBA loan right now, is that correct? And who's your SBA loan through currently?
Great Western Bank.
Great Western Bank. Okay. And how much was that for?
Almost 1 million, over 1 million with the line of credit, and I don't know. The normal note was like 965 to
Okay.
me, and then there's a $100,000 line of credit, which I don't want to use for this.
Okay. And then is that collateralized, I assume, against your personal or business properties?
Yeah, our assets, and then since it's an SBA, I had to put our house up because they had to cover that 25%.
Okay.
The
25% down, right?
Well, I didn't have to put anything down because of our, we've been in business. We look good to everybody. What I'm saying is they only make you or I, responsible for 25%.
Okay. The government guarantees the other 75%,
Yeah,
right?
but they like to get as much as they can, and we have a lot of assets, great assets, because we're a brewery. But they still want at least enough money to be covered within us personally. You know how it works.
I understand. So our process is not nearly as invasive.
Oh, that was
Let me
the
kind
worst process I've ever went through in my entire life, to be honest.
of. Okay, so.
SBA is not, SBA, it's the only option we had because we're not, eventually I will have self-wealth, but we don't have it yet.
Okay.
We're only 4 years old, you know what I mean? It'll take a while, but so SBA was our only option, but I did buy our partners out and own the company outright. So.
Okay. Let me kind of go over how our file works. So we actually look at a few different factors. All we really look at is time in business, credit of the business and personal, as well as overall cash flow. We look at the reasons of, we're not looking at collateral in this case where you're putting up a house and we're giving the government to guarantee it. This is not a government guaranteed financing. We're looking on, does the equipment itself generate enough revenue to actually cover the purchase price? So can this equipment cover the purchase price and basically generate meaningful revenue? From what I understand, the total cost of the equipment, there's a few different items. The total amount you're looking for is, let me just bring this up. And do you currently, is this equipment replacing your current bottler or are you expanding?
No, well, I wouldn't say replacing, but yes, it is. We have a forehead manual.
Okay.
That is just absolutely terrible.
How so?
Oh, it's time, it's manual, it's time. It's completely time-consuming, and there's not a lot of volume. We're doing larger bottles with that, because when you're small, you do the bigger bottles like the bombers, but when you step it up, you got a 12-ounce. So we're not even really in liquor stores yet, so that's like 80% of the beer sold in America is in liquor stores. So that's great news, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. And so this equipment
Go ahead. What?
This equipment costs about $47,000 or $48,000 plus some other costs, so about $62,000-$63,000, correct?
Yeah, those other things are just to make it all run. But the main equipment is those two components that you just said.
Okay, so let me kind of walk you through the process. So we look at a few things like D&B, which is, I'm sure you're familiar with Dun & Bradstreet's, correct?
What'd you say? Sorry.
Dun & Bradstreet's?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's really, I don't think, that much information on the business credit side of things here. It's because you're, I think, newer as a business. That takes kind of a long time to season. The way our transactions work is this financing gets reported to your business credit. It doesn't get reported to your personal credit. In terms of collateral, the equipment itself serves as collateral, so you're not going to need to pledge any other personal assets or your home. And the process is pretty much turnkey. If the terms work, we send you documents, they're completed, we go on to the funding process. There's just two quick things I want to walk you through. The vendor here, I know all the vendors, they're requiring certain amounts, and are you definitely going with this vendor, or you're shopping around for different vendors?
No, I've spent a lot of time, this is it.
Okay, so...
I mean, I can buy a compressor from anybody, and I sent that over because they wanted something, you know, but I'm talking about the main two components. That's who we're going with, and we're not shopping them around. But you know what I mean? I can buy a barrel washing rack, a compressor from anybody in the world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Cool. We were just sending over actual costs on that. So, you know, for you guys, it was not just an arbitrary number for the extra.
So let me just kind of work backwards here. So in terms of the vendor, some customers ask us to front the deposit to the vendor. So some customers say, hey, look, I want Bank of Cardiff to actually pay the vendor the necessary deposit and then and do that for me. They want us to take care of their deposit to the vendor. Other customers say, hey, look, I want to pay the vendor the deposit. I don't want the bank to advance the deposit. And then once the equipment's delivered, I'll do funding. Do you have a preference?
Okay, so if I don't have you do it, I won't get the money all at once.
So here's the way it pretty much works. So the standard way to do it is to have us front some of the deposit. So the vendor here, I've read their terms and conditions, but those are just, you know, obviously generated on an invoice. The vendor seems to want progress payments and want essentially all their money before shipment. Typically, unless the vendor has a lot of business credit, this vendor seems to be have a newer presence in the U.S. Is that correct?
Newer presence in the U.S., but they're a large company in Europe.
Okay, that's understood. We work with a lot of Italian companies and German companies who have a presence in the U.S. By presence in the U.S., we mean a lot of U.S. trade history for references. So can you hear me okay, Sean?
Yeah.
So if all the terms and conditions work, we'd be comfortable fronting 50% of the deposit, which means we would pay 50% of the equipment cost before shipment, and then the other 50% upon delivery and installation in your final sign-off. Now, there's two ways to go from there. If the vendor is demanding to do the deal for you, if they're demanding all their money up front, you know, they're just saying, hey, we will not ship this equipment without the money, then you confront them that other 50%, get the equipment installed, and then we can reimburse you. Or you can work out another arrangement with them. The reason why we're okay with a 50-50 time split is simply when we pay vendors 100% before shipment, we've been doing this long enough where nothing ever gets delivered as promised. You know, it is what it is. And what we want a vendor to have say, hey, look, if something goes to hell in a handbasket and something is not working, the vendor has an incentive to go out there, pick out the equipment, make sure the customer make the customer happy, essentially, to get the rest of their money. So we'd probably be comfortable doing 50%. So it really come down to your conversations with your vendor and say, hey, look, are you okay? You know, and if not, you can always front them that other 50, but that's where we would probably be our comfort zone.
Okay, so I can work on them later. They've been pretty flexible.
Okay, yeah, and it's completely your call. I guess the second question I ask you is, in terms of structure of funding, do you have an estimated monthly payment? I'm not sure what kind of conversations you had with Nicole, but do you have an estimated monthly
payment? I haven't had any monthly payments. I haven't even really got terms. I'm looking, to be completely honest with you,
please.
As long as there's no penalty to pay early, I would like the lowest payment.
Okay.
And the reason why is there's a lot going on in our business, and we're actually doing really well, and I don't want to be subject to a large payment unless things change, because cash flow is key. Like, that's what you care about, too. Every bank looks at cash flow, so cash flow is key for us. So if I have this large short-term payment, which is probably a better rate, but as long as if I can pay it off early and we have maybe a little bit of I think you said, you know, typically 2 to 5 years, not you, but Nicole.
Yeah.
Said that's like your average. I would want to know the rate on the longest term.
Okay, so I think there's a little, not to be real, a little education. We need to kind of go over what this product does and how it works and make sure it's the correct product for your business. So the way that we're underwriting the transaction is not like an SBA loan that's based on collateral and the government guarantee. Also, I know the tax return has a loss, so we're not looking at the tax return. We're just looking at credit and overall.
Oh, yeah, we did that on purpose, too.
We work with thousands of business owners, but I'm saying from the traditional equipment financing that having a loss is not necessarily going to help us. So what we're going to do is we're underwriting the transaction just on the bank statements, credit, and overall cash flow, and using the equipment itself as collateral. So you're asking a few good questions, and I'm more than happy to answer. Your first question is there a prepayment penalty, correct?
Yeah, to pay it off early.
Okay, so the way an equipment finance or lease agreement works is it's a fixed, non-cancelable agreement by the customer, the borrower, and us as a lender. So you are, just to give you an idea, you're going to be responsible for all remaining payments. We generally give about a 3 to 4% discount for paying off early if you want, but I mean, I've been here 9.5 years and I maybe had 2 or 3 customers who have paid off early simply because they're selling the business traditionally. So if you're looking for something to pay off early, you know, this is not a product where you want to do a 5-year loan with the intention of paying it off in 2 years. I think one of the questions that you're asking, though, is what you're used to is my cost of money going to go up if I commit to a longer term versus a shorter term, which is a lower cost of money, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, what you're used to is kind of like a mortgage or a car loan, which the lender basically says, hey, look, if you get a 2-year car loan, here's the rate. If you get a 3-year loan, here's the rate. And the longer that term goes, the higher the rate. The same with mortgages. If you get a 15-year, here's your rate, 30 years higher. This is actually the exact opposite. Since this is a cash flow based transaction, you'll actually get the cheapest cost of money on a 5-year term versus a 2-year term because this is all about portfolio performance. And if you're going to commit to a 2-year term, the chance that you're going to default or miss payments is going to be much higher than a 5-year term.
I get it.
All right. So in terms of the payments, you're going to be quoted a fixed monthly payment. It's not going to be an APR that separates interest and principal. But what I can do is I can give you some general ideas about what a payment would look like and the total payback and what's called a simple rate and see if this transaction works for you.
Yeah, I would love to see. You know, I'm not going in, obviously, I'm not going to go any further without kind of seeing what it might look like.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And I assume the equipment is $63,500. Is that correct?
Yeah, with those add-ons, but honestly, those add-ons, like we were talking about, the main components, I am not shopping those around. Like, you know how some people, they just know what they generally want and they get the money or whatever. That's the company we want. But the other things, so yes, that's correct. But what okay. I'm telling you is I could buy it from Sears versus whatever. You know, like, it's just some of that stuff is, that's what we want, but I would still shop that.
Okay. Even though I can quote you on the full cost, Sean, and then
yeah, do the full cost. Let's do the
and
full cost.
I can quote you on the full 63.5, and then if you want to do something shorter, feel free to. Not a problem. So
yeah, I can come back at you and be like, well, what does this look like? Because yeah, you know, we can maybe make some of that work ourselves. But I have made mistakes in the past, not doing everything that we need, and then all of a sudden we need to up our cash flow, and then we, you know, we have to order a bunch of boggles and labels to start. So we're anticipating that. So okay. That's not included in what you guys are doing. What I'm trying to say is I don't want to eat up all my cash flow just to get a better payment.
Is there any other equipment or cash you're looking for right now? I understand you don't want to utilize a line of credit because your limit's 100K, and if you put 50 or 60 grand on it, that's a bad thing. You want to keep those very, very thinly used. But we do unsecured cash loans up to about 250. Is there any cash or additional equipment you're looking for at this time?
You know what? Not this second, but we're possibly opening another group up.
Okay, when do you think you might be doing that?
In about the next year, but obviously... I would need to know a lot more. I would need to know financing way before a year. I would have to know. Long story short, I'm going to have to start looking for financing in the next couple of months.
Okay. Hopefully we could be your partner in that. So let me give you some ideas. We're actually running some year-end specials. And I guess, when are you trying to get this equipment, and how long does it take to get to you once you pull the trigger?
Oh, to manufacture that, it takes, I think their max is 90 days.
Okay. All right. And are you trying to do something year-end or after the end of the beginning of the new year?
My accountant wants me to not put it on the books until the first
okay.
of the year. But I need to get it going just because of how long it takes to make.
Okay.
Because they make them to order.
Okay. Understood. So we can still fund the transaction or at least get paperwork signed before the end of the year. So you kind of can take advantage of a year-end transaction. Here's what we can do for you. So if we're looking at, say, a five-year term, kind of the maximum available, payment on that is going to be, give me a second. And the call of cost is $63,500, is that correct?
Yeah, that's like the max it would be.
Gotcha.
I did that on purpose.
So you're looking at payments of $14.21.43.
And that's a 5-year?
Correct. With two payments due at signing.
Oh, so you need just like a rent?
You're gonna put your first and last payment due at signing, so you're not gonna get a first or last bill. Correct. And
okay. So if we sign on tomorrow, we won't pay till January?
So I would say
we'll pay the 28th, but we won't pay our first payment wouldn't be till January, right?
If we funded tomorrow, today is the beginning of it's November what, 8th today?
Oh, it's still early, yeah.
So we can set your billing
no,
cycle.
7th.
All right, so let's say your billing cycle is the 15th. You'd have November 15th through December 15th prepaid. You'd probably have we'd cover like a small bill between November today and the 15th, and then your second bill would be due December 15th because that's your second full month. The bills are paid at the beginning of each billing cycle.
So the 15th is usually, because this could be better.
I'm sorry?
So the 15th is typically what your payment.
We have a lot of different billing cycles. I'm just assuming today is that's a pretty close billing cycle. Usually we, I think, have the first or the 15th, so or the 20th. So if I'm assuming if we funded your transaction today, the closest due date is the 15th. If we funded your transaction, say, like, the 22nd, it'd probably go to the 1st.
Yeah. So that's not terrible. I also wanted to take your number and go run some more projections. And that's the max dollar, and I got to revisit that too. But what are we, in generic terms, how much does it take to lower it? Is it like 10 grand loses $100-ish typically, or does it not work like that?
No, I mean, so our transaction, what you're used to, and there's nothing wrong with it, it's just about education. You're used to going to get an SBA loan, which is a very, very long out, and most importantly, collateral-driven process. Hey, you've got credit, but most importantly, you've got your house on the line. This financing goes underneath your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit as a debt obligation. So if you go to apply for another type of loan, this monthly payment won't occur there. It won't show up as a debt obligation on your personal report. The equipment itself serves as collateral, kind of keeps your credit clean and fluid. If let's say your equipment cost doubled. So I'm sure we could accommodate that, but say you came back to us and said, hey, look, I've doubled my equipment cost. It's now, instead of $63,500, it's $127. Well, your payment would go up double. If your equipment cost lowers by 10%, then your payment lowers by 10%. It's all relative.
Okay. Cool. Could you do me a huge favor and jot down some of this stuff and send it to me? And I'm sorry, you guys probably want to get it done as soon as possible, but I'm still going to make sure it makes sense, because I don't want to get in a situation. I've been in these situations before where it sounds great, and then I didn't do enough due diligence, and it turns out to not be the best option for us. So not only do you want to worry about that, I want to worry about that.
Actually, quite the opposite. We're not a pressure cooker organization. The fourth quarter is our biggest part of our year, so we don't put pressure on people. It's a very fair, straightforward transaction, walking you through pre-funding, walking you through our half deposit and why we're doing that. If the deal works, great. If not, you're not going to get any sales pressure from us.
Cool. So could you send me over kind of what we talked about? Including like what the rate would be on that payment?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm going to do is this. So your contract is not going to set, and I can't stress this as much. This is not an amortized loan that is going to have an interest and principal separation. I can quote you a rate factor or what's called a simple rate, which is a yearly cost of interest. But I mean, when you get our contract, I can send you a contract tomorrow. It's going to say, it's going to be a 3-page contract. I'm sure your SBA loan is, 100 pages long. It's going to say the name of your business, the collateral that you're financing, fixed monthly payment, and how many payments it is. It's the most straightforward black and white transaction. It's not a loan that separates interest and principal. It's not a loan that has, 18 different paces of math. It says, here's your payment, here's accommodation. Do you also want me to give you numbers for a shorter term, like 34 months or 36 months or 4 years?
Yeah.
Or do you want to? Okay.
You should go ahead and include that, and then also put in there, what would it look like paying it off early, even though I don't know if that's going to really happen. Just, you mentioned, you touched on that a little bit. You should throw that yesterday.
Yeah, there's typically about a 3% discount, sometimes 4%, but generally about a 3% discount on these programs. Let me just kind of walk you through those numbers and tell you why this is not the avenue for you. It's probably better for you to probably do a 48-month term, and then I'll let you go. Let's say at any point you owe us 20 grand. That's the remaining payments. 3% of that is $600. Why would anyone save $600 in interest to not have, they can take that 20 grand and reinvest it in their business and make a much higher return on investment? That's just the way the math works. We can give you a small discount for paying off early, but this is not like a credit line where you want to pay it off early. And the flip side, a credit line is cancelable, so we don't have the right to cancel this. So we can't come to you and say, hey, Sean, hey, Black Bottle, we're closing the line, all the payments due now. You're protected against that.
Oh, sweet.
And it's guaranteed fixed payment, so your payment can never adjust, can never, regardless, it's not like one of these mortgages where, there's up to 18 different market conditions. Your payment is your payment throughout the entire term.
Cool.
So give me about 10 and I'll shoot you an email, and, if you have any questions, let me know. Hopefully we can get this done for you.
All right, bud. Thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye.